In a quiet tavern, in a small, disregarded village, a large man sat contently drinking a mug of milky tea.
Finally, some peace and quiet. No training, battles, just a nice drink, and time to enjoy life as it is.
I need a fighter!
Why is everyone looking at me?
Might be due to the large pile of weapons you have.
Despite the man's apparent confusion, the newcomer joined him at his table.
So you are a fighter?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly? Everyone says you're a mercenary for hire.
Well, yes, but I've always wanted to be a tailor.
Weirdo.
Do you at least know how to fight?
Of course. I'm very well trained. I went to barbarian school and everything. My parents even gave me this engraved sword as a graduation present, see?
To our baby boy, knock him dead. Love mom and dad.
They love me.
All right, you're hired. Let's go.
Just one moment. I should pack up all my things.
Aren't you ready yet?
Just one more moment. Okay, I'm ready now.
Finally! You got everything now? Sure you didn't forget anything? Whoa! Oh, I don't need this.
I'm so sorry. Mom always said nunchucks were dangerous to leave lying around. Oh dear. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm... Actually, no. I'm feeling kind of lightheaded.
Maybe it's because of this poison dart in your side.
Huh? What poison?
In concern, the big man picks up his unconscious companion and turns to a passing waitress.
Excuse me, where's the nearest healing temple?
Next town over. It's about 10 miles.
Isn't there any place closer?
Well, you can take your chances across the street.
Ye old temple of random deities, wandering priests, welcome. I'm not so sure.
Soon, within the walls of ye old temple of random deities...
Paco!
What's
hey,
that?
Paco.
Oh, it sounds like a banshee with a throat cold. Dare I even look? It looks like just some little kid. Was
Are
I dreaming?
I think he's awake. Either that or he's asleep, clinging to my face.
Please, forgive this young priest's enthusiasm.
Sure. Was he the one who healed me?
Certainly not.
Oh no, Sparky's the priest of that violent god hit you.
That's war god. And why did you call me Sparky?
Well, that's what the metal name tag you're wearing says.
That was my dog's tag.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all your, help, but I think it's time to go.
Maybe you should take this boy with you.
What?
I suppose, but... why?
In case of relapse.
Can that happen?
You never know. Bye now.
Okay. You know, Lugnut, you don't really need to be carrying me. I'm fine.
Oh, sorry.
I hate this adventuring crap.
And so, our heroes take the first step towards a new adventure.
We're going to retrieve a stolen item.
Are we there yet?
No.
What kind of item are we looking for?
A temple relic.
The Temple of Shigon.
Who would steal something from a temple?
Usually a rival temple, like this one.
Oh, wait. The stolen item is in another temple?
Well, yeah. So, ready to go in?
Just one moment.
What are you doing?
I need to leave my sword at the door.
Why?
Because a temple is a house of prayer, not weapons.
Really? I don't think Sparky and his giant mace agree with you, and he's a priest.
Oh dear.
Look, just take your sword and come on.
Are you absolutely sure I'll need it in there?
If I wasn't, I wouldn't have hired you.
Oh, yeah.
Now be careful. There are traps everywhere.
What kind of traps?
Well, there was that poison dart from before, but...
You mean just like the one now in your cloak?
What? How did I trigger that trap again? Whatever. Besides, you should concern yourself more with the guards.
Guards? In a temple?
Well, they do have a stolen item in their possession.
Do you even know whose temple this is?
No.
Take a look at the statue over there.
Natacha?
The goddess of chastity. They always have protection.
But I thought Natacha's followers were supposed to be sweet, pure, and innocent.
Hardly.
Would you call them sweet and innocent?
Those are guards?
I'll handle this. Go get him, Lugnut!
Huh? Why do I have to do it?
Because you're the hired sword.
Oh, alright. Here goes. Do you ladies think maybe we could talk this through?
I think we should leave now. Come on, we better hurry up and find the relic before...
Hey, Paco!
Now what? Yeah, that looks like it.
I didn't think it'd be so...
There you guys are.
What took you so long?
Well, it took a while to work out the agreement.
Agreement?
I don't even want to know.
Is that the relic?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to get it.
Ooh, that must have hurt.
Ow, what happened? I was just about to get the relic and...
You fool. Did you really think you could just, like, walk up and take the relic? That's just so, like, naive of you. You're just not holy enough to touch it.
You mean I'd have to be a virgin?
You got it, bright boy. Toodles.
Well, that figures. I'll have to think of another way. Unless you two have anything to offer.
Maybe you can open some ideas about some of
that. Right. So, I guess we head back to the temple and report. Maybe they'll have an idea of what to do now. Yeah, as if they would have a virgin in their midst. Huh? Will you two just give it up and come on?
What temple are we going to now?
Shigen's.
Hey guys, a little help please!
It's an imp!
He doesn't look very scary.
They can be provoked easily.
So what? He's just some little guy.
A little guy with many friends. Let's take them out!
Yeah!
Wait!
Huh?
What?
Maybe we can talk this out?
How? Do you speak imp?
No.
Right. Let's get him! Take that!
We don't seem to be getting anywhere.
You figure. What a mess.
More seem to be coming.
What is that?
Oh, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
The king of imps! Okay, enough is too much. I'll take care of this.
Darkness hiding under the bed. Shadows darting from behind the trees. The power is turning. It's all around. And it's sick. And it's all night. I call upon that power that lies within my grasp. Cling from those who hide from within my path. And now I send it forth to clear the way for us. And let the whole world... world from so much unnecessary fuck. Let the idiot from Morning get out of the way!
Goblin Bolt!
Goblin Bolt? What the hell kind of spell is that?
Never mind, just forget it.
Yeah, I thought all spells were standardized, like Fireball and Gigabolt.
They are, now drop it.
Besides, I didn't think goblins could cast magic.
They can't, but they, like most other creatures, possess an innate magical aura that's only detectable by an abnormal conductor of arcane forces that can then absorb and transmute this power into an alternate version of most common spells.
What?
Externally acquired energies means unconventional outcomes. Like the charred remains of the Imp King over there.
Oh, so this creature magic...
Genuflected thaumaturgy.
Genu-thermo-what?
Bent magic.
Shut up, Sparky.
To find out what happens next in the story, read the online comic of Black as White at blackaswhite.com. Warning, the comic contains some characters who swear. The cast in this radio play are Lewis Cassidy Petrucci as Paco and the Extra Man, Russ Gold as Lugnut, Accurings as Sparky, Matt Mexi-Nugget Pacheco as the Old Priest, Teddy Morikawa as the Narrator, Lee Labitt as the Producer, Mara McGuire as the Scriptwriter, and this is Athena Muse as the Mysterious Woman, the Waitress, and your Announcer. Special thanks to Russ Gold for helping the crew on adapting the comic to a radio play format. Black as White, the radio play, copyright 2008, Lee Labitt and Mara McGuire. The proceeding is copyrighted and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or otherwise distributed without written consent of both Lee Labitt and Mara McGuire. Thank you for listening.